Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been thinking about something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Maybe you're experiencing it too. Your little one gets in trouble for something, and instead of saying sorry or accepting the consequence, they immediately start arguing. They blame their sibling. They blame the toy. They blame you. And you're standing there thinking, why won't my child just take responsibility? I want you to know something really important. You're not alone in this. And more importantly, your child isn't being difficult or defiant. What's happening in those moments is actually something beautiful. It's their developing brain learning one of life's most complex skills, taking responsibility for their actions. Let me share what the magic book and the research both tell us about this. When your 4 or 5-year-old blames others when they get in trouble, their brain is still developing the cognitive capacity to fully understand cause and effect relationships. Think about that for a moment. The ability to connect, I did this action to this consequence happened, is actually a sophisticated brain skill that takes years to develop fully. The Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds at Massachusetts General Hospital teaches us that social-emotional learning is key for helping children become responsible moral agents in society. But here's the beautiful part. Responsibility develops gradually through supportive guidance, not through punishment or shame. Your child's brain is literally still building the neural pathways that help them understand. When I knocked over that tower, it was because of my hands, not because my brother was nearby. When I didn't clean up my toys, it was my choice, not because the toys were too hard to put away. These connections take time, patience, and lots of practice. And here's something else the research shows us. Children naturally want to feel loved and accepted. That desire, that beautiful desire to stay connected to you, actually motivates their learning about responsibility when we approach it with patience and warmth. But when we respond with frustration or harsh consequences, it can trigger their nervous system into defensiveness, making it even harder for them to accept responsibility. So what can we do? How can we gently guide our children toward taking responsibility without shame or blame? First, stay calm. I know that's easier said than done, especially when it's the fifth time today your child has said, "It wasn't me." But your calm presence is what helps their developing brain feel safe enough to try something new, like admitting a mistake. Second, use logical consequences that directly relate to the behavior. Research shows that preschoolers benefit most from clear, consistent responses that help them learn without shame. If they spilled something, they help clean it up. If they broke a toy, they help fix it or put it away. The consequence teaches the connection between action and outcome. Third, validate their feelings while holding the boundary. You can say something like, "I can see you're upset about this. It's hard when we make mistakes. And we still need to clean up the blocks you threw." This helps them feel seen and loved while still learning accountability. Fourth, model taking responsibility yourself. When you make a mistake, say it out loud. "Oops, I forgot to water the plants. That's my responsibility. Let me do that now." Your child is watching and learning from everything you do. And here's where stories become such a beautiful helper in this journey. The Magic Book has a story I want to tell you about. It's called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover something magical about mistakes. In this story, Kenji and Miva are making music in a peaceful cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. Wrong notes, missed rhythms, all the things that might make someone want to blame their instrument or their friend or anything else. But then they discover something wonderful. Their musical mistakes, those errors they were worried about, actually create the most beautiful harmonies in the cathedral. Every error becomes a step toward something wonderful. Can you imagine how powerful that message is for a child who's learning about responsibility? When they hear about Kenji and Miva realizing that their mistakes create beauty, they start to understand that acknowledging errors, learning from them, isn't something scary. It's part of growth. It's part of becoming who they're meant to be. After you read this story with your child, you can help them make that connection. When they make a mistake, you can gently say, "Remember how Kenji and Miva's mistakes made beautiful music? Your mistakes help you learn too." This isn't about making them feel bad. It's about helping them see mistakes as teachers, not as things to hide or blame others for. The research backs this up beautifully. Child development experts tell us that children whose parents respond to these moments with clear, fair consequences that feel warranted develop, significantly, better self-regulation skills. They learn that the consequence isn't about being bad, it's about learning and growing. One conflict resolution expert notes that children need to feel that the consequence is warranted and understand the connection between their actions and outcomes. This requires patient, repeated teaching rather than harsh discipline. And that's exactly what we're doing when we stay calm, use logical consequences, and share stories that show mistakes as learning opportunities. I want you to hear this, wonderful parent. This phase, this challenging phase where your child blames everyone else, it's temporary. It's normal. It's actually a sign that their brain is developing exactly as it should. They're learning to think about cause and effect. They're learning to understand their own role in what happens around them. And with your patient, loving guidance, they will get there. The Magic Book reminds me that every child's journey is unique. Some children internalize responsibility quickly. Others need more time, more practice, more gentle reminders. Both paths are perfectly okay. Your job isn't to force responsibility before their brain is ready. Your job is to create a safe, loving environment where they can practice, make mistakes, and learn without shame. So tonight or tomorrow, when your little one says, "It wasn't me," take a deep breath. Remember that their developing brain is learning something complex and important. Stay calm. Use a logical consequence. Validate their feelings. And maybe, just maybe, curl up together and read The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes. Let Kenji and Miva show your child that mistakes aren't something to hide from, they're something to learn from. You're doing such important work, my wonderful friend. You're raising a human being, teaching them one of life's most valuable skills. And even on the hard days, even when it feels like they'll never take responsibility, you're making progress. Every calm response, every logical consequence, every story you share, it's all building those neural pathways that will serve them for their entire life. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your beautiful child. You've got this, with love and starlight, Inara.